Titus, chapter 1. Paul, a servant of God, and an apostle of Jesus Christ, according to the faith of God's elect, and the acknowledging of the truth which is after godliness, in hope of eternal life, which God, who cannot lie, promised before the world, began, but has in due times revealed his word through preaching, which is committed to me, according to the commandment of God our Savior, to Titus, my own son after the common faith, grace, mercy, and peace from God, the Father and the Lord Jesus, Christ our Savior. For this reason I left you in Crete, that you should set in order the things that are lacking, and ordain elders in every city as I had appointed you. If any are blameless, are presently. He husband of one wife, having faith. Well, children not accused of riot or unruly, because a bishop, pastor, must be blameless, as the steward of God, not self-willed, not easily angered, not given to wine, not quarrelsome, not given to greed. Of hospitality, a lover of good men, sober, just, holy, temperate, holding fast the faithful word as he has been taught, that he may be able by sound teaching both to encourage and to convict those opposing it, because there are may any unruly and vain talkers and deceivers, especial hoes of the circumcision, Jews, whose mouths must be stopped, who subvert, lead astray whole houses, teaching things which they ought not for filthy greed's sake. One of themselves, even a prophet of their own, said, the Cretans are always liars, evil beasts, lazy gluttons. This witness is true. Therefore rebuke them sharply, that they may be sound in the faith, not giving heed to Jewish fables and commandments of men that turn far from the truth. To the pure, all things are pure. To those who are defiled and unbelieving, nothing is pure, but even their mind and conscience is defiled. They profess that they know God, but in their works they deny him, being abominable and disobedient and worthless to every good work.